Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Corner Store Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Coble, in the building. Max Snack Tour, underdressed. Max, we need to sort out a winter coat option for Max. Mercedes Zapata, the photographer, is looking very fly, fresh dipped in the Corner Store, as always. But, you know, this outfit is seasonal and Chicago-centered. She's wearing a Bulls fit. DJ Cashera has left the building. She set us up to succeed, and she's, you know, like a superhero. So she got to go on to other things. We don't know all that she does in the evening, but we're excited that you are tuning in. Follow us on socials at cornerstore_pod. You could find us on IG and on Twitter. We have a very special episode today. It is with a superstar. I mean, it's official. It's official. But I mean, and before this latest season of Project Runway, Chelsea Carter has been making incredible clothes and fashion and mugs fashionable in the city and beyond for a moment. And it's just so exciting to see her progression and foray into the realm of reality television. We're so excited that she's here and so excited that she's putting on lovely for the city of Chicago. Chelsea Carter's in the Corner Store.
Yay! Thank you so much for that amazing award-winning intro, Kevin. I can't even deal with that. But thank you for having me, and thank you for being also a really great representative for the city of Chicago. Right. Since I've known you, you've just always been a stand-up guy, you know what I mean?
Back at you. So. not a guy necessarily, but look, it's 2020 almost, and you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you know, we've had, of course, you know, your fiance on before.
Shout out to Bay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We wanted you, really, though, you know what I mean? It was like a long
it was a prelude.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
But congratulations on what is happening in your life. For those that don't know, who I am a historic Project Runway fan, for real.
Yay,
Tim Gunn is the
amazing
ultimate mentor on any television platform.
Mm.
Just a beautiful, beautiful person. Now,
yes.
The guard of the show has changed. But what season are we in with this really great show for creatives, really?
Yeah, it is amazing. I've been a fan. It's surreal, to be honest, also, because I've been a fan since day one of the season. But yes, I am a current contestant on Project Runway, which is now on Bravo, season 18, airing every Thursday at 8:30 p.m.
Right. Back on Bravo, right?
It is back on Bravo,
thankfully,
yes.
Thankfully, because they made
thankfully.
It. Yes.
Love Bravo. Yeah. Shout out to Bravo.
Mm.
But it's amazing, and it is just coming out the gate with so much entertainment, so much energy, so much talent, raw talent. Incredibly grateful for not only the experience, but now the relationships that have fostered since this experience. Don't know if I could go through life now without these 15 other people.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that, so I'm very grateful for that. But yeah, I am on there, and it is crazy.
And crushing. Now, I will say, by the time this comes out, I don't know how many episodes will have aired. I think there have been two or three up until right now.
Two.
Right, okay.
And one airs tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I will watch it. I watch it with my partner. We are religious about it. Now, I don't know. Obviously, you couldn't say this, but they've been playing games and not putting you in the top three when very clearly, especially last week, week number two, you were so clearly in the top three.
I mean, come on.
Right, though? I mean.
But, yes. The judges, Elaine Welteroth, Brandon Maxwell, Nina Garcia, as well as Carly Cross, are amazing. And
Are they?
They are amazing.
Or is their taste a little played? Maybe, perhaps. I can say that. You can't. But I'm just wondering. I'm a fan.
Yes.
And it seems that it's like the stuff that I am gravitating toward seems to be more, you know, what younger people would wear now and in the future. And they seem to have an older kind of aesthetic.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if there needs to be a different kind of representation on that judging panel. Perhaps.
But that's a good point. I do think that Christian Siriano, being a contestant formerly and winning his season, he comes in with, I feel, a very fresh take on not only what it takes in order to survive the competition, but also just from our perspective as designers who are hungry and starving for this opportunity. You know, he kind of, to me, provides that in a way this season that I think is necessary and also relatable. But aside from that, last week's episode, I was kind of sad that I was not on top. But I also feel like Delvin's dress code was amazing.
It was cool. Chicago dude, right?
Yes,
Shout out to Delvin. That was fly.
That fabric is very hard to tailor.
It looks impossible.
And he did so impeccably. Yes. And shout out to him. But I thought I did well.
You know what I mean?
Checking off the boxes for the that particular challenge. You know?
No, you did. You bought
it. But Safe is not bad.
No,
Safe is not bad. So I'm just like,
look, I'm excited to watch you week in and week out.
Man, I know. I'm excited too. Because I never know what's gonna happen, you know?
Right. Now, of course, you're out of filming it, right? Can you say how long ago it was or no?
No. Okay. I can't say how long ago we finished or we wrapped filming or that we aren't currently filming.
Right, yeah. What do we know?
But I do know that each week will bring an entertainment factor, one of which you will not want to miss week to week.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep supporting your girl. You know what I mean? I'm going to be on there for as long as I'm on there. And I would love for you guys to continue to watch.
Well, we will watch. And how do people, we'll give it out at the end as well, but how do people stay in tune with you? Where should people find you on socials as they're listening to this?
Yes, I'm trying to do better about social media, but my baby is Instagram. I love Instagram. So right now it's my middle name, Alexandria, spelled Alexandrea. Carter was unfortunately taken, so it's Carte. So it's Alexandria Carte on Instagram.
Which is kind of fly.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I guess you can make it that. Same on Twitter and Alex Carter Brand on Facebook. So that is how you can stay abreast to what I am doing.
Right. Now, I want to talk about the show, but of course, you've been making incredible work in Chicago for a minute. And I want to talk about you just mentioned the name of your brand. But how did you... Before all of that, how did you come to get into wanting to make and manipulate clothes?
Well, I've always been a very tall, slender girl, and I've always had the issue of things not hitting my wrist or my, as I put my arms out, and you guys can't see,
pants. Tall. How tall are you?
6 feet.
Damn.
6 feet, yeah. I'm a pretty tall gal, so... Yeah. That, you know, I kind of started by hand, just kind of extending things to make them fit me a little bit more tailored.
From what age?
At about 8 or 9, I picked up a needle and thread. 12, 13, I learned how to thread a machine.
Wow. And who's overseeing this?
I have an aunt who is the only family member who knows how to sew. So shout out to my Aunt Vicky. She is the only one in our family that, can sew, really well. And totally took me under her wings and showed me the proper ropes before I got interested in it enough to take it up in school, which I did here in the city of Chicago. Went to the Art Institute in 2006, graduated in 2009, and kind of sort of hit the ground running and never really kind of went back home, which is St. Louis, Missouri, other than holidays and birthdays and things like that.
All right, so Midwest in the building.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely Midwest.
Very strong.
Repping real hard.
St. Louis, Chicago corridor.
Yeah.
Right? You're in great company with, Smino and others who have made Smino. Chicago a home.
Love Smino.
Right?
Yes.
Tarma Hadaven.
Yes,
a whole St. Louis
Listen, St.
squad.
Louis is home of a lot of great things and people.
Absolutely. I love St. Louis as a city. It's a great city.
Yeah. So, I do too. Glad I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, no, I got a lot of love in St. Louis.
Okay, great.
And have been down there a ton. Coming up, what did your folks do in St. Louis? And your aunt too.
I mean, my aunt has always been a creative connoisseur. By that I mean she can officiate weddings, she can design the dress, she can do the floral arrangements. Very multifaceted in the creative arena.
So that makes sense. That makes sense for
definitely for
where
me.
You yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was also at the premiere. It was full circle.
Wow.
Love her. Also, you know, church was super, super heavy in my family. So we did a lot of church driven things as well. My grandmother was head of ministry in prisons and was a deacon, head deaconess of our church. So just about every day of the week, I was the little girl who was in church literally Monday through Saturday for something or another. And then a lot of carpentry, landscaping, a lot of blue collar business professionals are within my family. So when I came out, I'm like, I want to go to art school. They're like, are you sure? Is this what we are going to do? And I was like, yeah, you know, so
like I'm working with my hands.
Yeah. I'll never be broke as long as these hands are. That was my goal, at least. But because of that, I felt it necessary for me to be very sure and also very assertive for what it is that I wanted to do with my life. And so I got my degree in 3 years. Went to school all year round, didn't look up. I was a college graduate with a BFA at 20 years old and gained a lot of experience very early in the retail market and just kind of built it literally from the ground up, like literally in a city that I am not from that has embraced me so beautifully and just forever grateful. But yeah.
So you are clearly an overachiever, right? I
don't know that I would say all of that.
No, well, it's, you know, 20 with the degree and all, you know, and then you begin to hit the ground running. I do have a confession. I've made a mistake thus far, a faux pas, if you will, because Max the Snack Tour goes through great lengths to secure snacks for all of our guests in the corner store. I've not offered you these snacks.
Oh, no.
So before we go any further, I just want to offer you what Max has secured, a Pink Lady Apple Health Aid kombucha.
Oh my gosh, I love these.
You do?
Max.
No, Max. Yeah.
You the man.
No, he does his research. He's very thorough.
No,
you know,
yeah, these are really good.
Yeah, he has spyware on people's computers. It's, you know, great lengths to understand what people want in the corner store. Also, in addition, Max has gotten you some Brookside dark chocolate acai and blueberry flavored smooth dark chocolate balls. I don't know.
What?
Yep, yeah. So those are
Wait,
for you.
Christmas too. Is next week.
Max, listen,
it's not today,
Max
but
keeps
I am
it coming.
Great. Full. These are some really cute, elevated snacks. You know what I mean? They aren't just like snacks. These are cute snacks.
We think of Max the Snack Tour as a young Jewish Santa Claus. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Of sorts. That all
Jewish
year
Santa?
Round. All year round. The
you
gifts,
like that?
The
you
gifts
cool
keep
that?
Coming.
Okay, cool. Then we'll let it. Yeah.
We're also trying to get Max on The Bachelor, by the way. So just if we're going to make that happen. But
yeah.
He'd be a natural, don't you think?
He would be.
See?
Max is adorable.
No, I'm putting it out there. It's going to happen.
Look out for Max.
Boom. There you go.
Heartthrob.
Insufficient funds on IG. Slide. DMs are open for Max the Snack Tour. Chelsea.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy the
great
snacks. Please feel free to enjoy them as we speak.
Okay.
What have you. All right. So I have a question before we get even to college, because you're now altering your own garments in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Are you at that point yet thinking, I'm interested in other designers? Are you paying attention to fashion? What is starting to kind of get inside of your heart, your mind, that's drawing you toward wanting to go get your BFA in Chicago?
Well, it actually came at a bit of a demand. My father being from Cleveland, Ohio, and my mother being from St. Louis, Missouri, I
so
originally wanted to do New York. I was like, everybody wants, or overseas. So as a 17-year-old girl, they're like, absolutely not. That's too far on a plane, and we're not going. So if you can
I rock with the parents.
Figure out something that can be a 4-hour drive or a 30-minute flight for us, then we will consider it. So I was like, okay, well, the only other place that is like popping, because at the time my city wasn't flourishing that much for like designers and artists, but right now it's killing it. But they have an incubator, the CFDA is crazy. But yeah, I kind of was pushed into the direction of Chicago via my parents and them telling me that New York and Paris was just way too far.
Yeah. That's such sensible blue collar advice, too.
It was.
And it like just be like, look, that's
like,
now that's
dang.
Now you're acting wild right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Good.
But, yeah, I was kind of bummed at first, but it was the best move I've made in my life. So for many reasons, knowing people like you, meeting my fiance, you know what I mean? It's just kind of fostered so many great moments that I'll never forget, and I've totally built a family here, and it is home. It is home away from home now. So, yeah.
So you've built your brand here, And what like, who are you designing for?
Well, now I'm designing for a unisex creative professional that does not mind making a statement, taking a risk, and walking into a room where whatever they're wearing, you know, it will be a conversation starter. Last season, I started doing outerwear because we live in Chicago, and you always need a coat.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Obsessed with outerwear right now. But, I mean, I can make anything. Suits, dresses, gowns, coats, you know, blazers, pants, joggers, like, you name it, I can make it. But my area of preference would be outerwear and, like, suits right now. Mm-hmm. So I make things for the individual that loves both subjects of simplicity and edge.
Hmm. And what designers are you inspired by or taking notes from now or historically? Who are the folks that you like, yep, these are my people?
These are my people. Yeah, I like a lot of them. But right now, my emphasis of just inspiration comes from female designers, because I don't see black female designers, because you don't see a lot of them. And I think that that's problematic for a lot of different ways, because coming up and really wanting to pursue this seriously, I felt like there was just not enough visibility for myself to even think that it was something that I could obtain. So with that being said, Rachel Amandi is literally God. She's the holy grail for me right now. She still is considered underground, which is blasphemous, but she is the designer who created the crew neck that was hand embroidered with the word niggas on Insecure. And Issa Rae wore it, and she kind of went crazy after that. But I was following her before that, and she's an advocate for, other than her skill set, putting a price on your pieces. And not even if Tracee Ellis Ross comes and says, I want to wear that, or Erykah Badu, you give them a tag and you say, if you want to support me, this is how you do so. Mm. She has a podcast, and she's very controversial, and not only her design aesthetic and perspective, but she's groundbreaking in so many different ways. She's Kenyan, and I love her to death. She is number one and it for me right now.
Fly. It's an interesting moment in this city in terms of design, because there are some other, you know, very talented black women designers. We've had on the show before Sheila, we've had Tisha, we've had some other folks. And I wonder if in the city, is it also that way? And, or is that just indicative of the industry? And is the fashion industry going through a kind of necessary growth and inclusive process that all industries have to reconcile at some point, that all of these industries in the creative field and beyond are primarily older and white, and that is a problem in part because these are industries that demand a kind of freshness, and if you keep out the people who are pushing the edge and making the most fresh shit historically and currently, then you're doing a disservice to that industry? Or is that something that's like in the industry or in Chicago or in both?
I think it's everywhere. I think specifically with the city that I live in, Chicago, I do think that naturally people, not just in Chicago, but I think naturally people think that everybody's kind of out to get them or coming for what they think is theirs. Now, specifically with Sheila and Tisha, no, I don't think that that is the way. I think that there is so much peace and inner workings of the definition behind community here that is why Chicago is such like a poppin' ass city. You know what I mean? Because people really do live by the word community here. And I think that like when Sheila has a show, I'm there. You know, Sheila was present at my premiere and things. So I think that there is a lot of support for the female community here. But I don't think that it's translated and visible in places higher up, like in houses and at these runway shows who you see like the Dior houses. And there's not enough visibility for black women, I think, that are speaking for the mass markets of creative director of a brand that is as iconic as, you know, YSL or something like that.
Yeah.
So I just wish that it would trickle up instead of trickle down from the Sheila and Tisha's and I, you know what I mean? And be better represented in places that I think matter.
And in terms of career moves, do you look at those houses as a seat you desire, or are you trying to just build up your own, or what is the you know, goal 5 years, 10 years, whatever from now?
Definitely trying to build up my own.
Yes.
Definitely do not want a seat at a table that I am not wanted, for starters. But I would like to be a vessel or a representative of inspiring a little black girl to do so herself and do so herself. Like, not wait at the beacon, like at the hand and foot of someone else to make their dream come true. Like, I want more of us represented, but doing it ourselves. Like, we don't need it now. You know what I mean? You can figure out your own path to do exactly what it is you want to do without having to answer for anyone, white or whatever.
Well, you certainly are doing that. Even before the show, I think that there is a creative community in Chicago and beyond that looks to your IG and are like, damn, not only is this fresh, but it's also inspiring me to, you know, maybe follow my dreams.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Oh, thank you.
But now with the show, you're reaching a whole new audience and a bigger audience. And I think probably then have, you know, young black female creatives from all over the world looking to you on that show and be like, yeah, word, you rep. Not only for you, not only for the Midwest, not only for STL, Chicago, but so many more people.
Oh my God, the pressure.
So, all right. So, and I want to get to the pressure. Before that, though, how did it come about that you were going to be on the show? Did you have to apply? Did they holler at you? How does that process work? Are you able to talk about it?
I am not fully able to talk about it. But what I will say is that the application process is extensive.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
has to be for all these reality shows.
Oh my God, I know. I had no idea. But yeah, I think that the talent is there. The vision is there. The goal, the trajectory, all of that is there. But what I felt I was lacking was a larger platform to speak to and for more than just the Kevin Covels and the Maxes and the Eddie Sanders to know what it is that I do. And so, win or lose, that was my goal. You know what I mean? And I wanted to push the envelope a little bit further to speak to a larger market of people that not necessarily have to buy, but just stay in tune of what St. Louis by way of Chicago is offering you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when you found out you were going to be on, what were some of the things that you were excited about? And what were some of the things you were worried about?
Kevin, these are some really good questions.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
I know you do this, but I've never been on, and I have to let you know that these are some really good questions. Okay.
Appreciate you. And you're doing great. Crushing.
So the thing that I was most looking forward to, I don't know. I think sometimes the older that I get, I just made 31. And
Happy
the older that I get, the more I feel it necessary to make space for just yourself. Whether you're in partnership or whether you're very family oriented and always with your family, like, you need to be okay with being alone and knowing how to do everything that you like with just you as the owner and operator of those decisions. So I was looking forward to that. I love my partner and I love our home, but I was kind of looking forward to just being in an atmosphere where all this art and these artists were just going to be, you know, together in one hub for the same goal. I was looking forward to that. I was also looking forward to the development spiritually, creatively, and individually as a person. And I never knew that it would be as iconic as it, like, the experience ended up making me feel. I feel very, very ready and sure and certain of, like, so many things now that I feel like I can walk into whatever. And I know that it was because of that I now feel so, you know.
That's big.
Yeah.
Right? That's big to have that boost.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, we're only a few episodes in. Another one will air. So we'll be a few episodes in by maybe three or four episodes by the time this airs.
Yeah.
But already in a little bit of time in the real world. I mean, not that this is not the real world, but you've had a great premiere at a movie theater.
I did.
Right? You've had a pop-up show.
Mm-hmm.
what else can we expect? I mean, you seem to be on a very big roll right now.
Yeah.
What can you peek at other things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few. I'm getting married.
Congratulations. Yeah. Salutes to the homie.
That's gonna happen eventually.
Yes.
Yeah. Super pumped about that. We've been together for a very long time, and planning this with him it's been like a little, I don't know how you, like when you are watching, you turn on your favorite Disney movie and it's like about to start, like right before you hit play. That's what it feels like.
Are you designing
I am absolutely designing my dress.
Yes.
And I will probably be tailoring their suits. Yes.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to have a wardrobe change, which I will also make.
Right.
I don't see anything available that a girl like me would want.
Right.
But otherwise, I would buy it. But
right.
I don't see it out there. So maybe stay tuned for Alex Carter Bridal. Shout out. I'm just kidding.
No, listen. Are you going to make the bride? Do you have bridesmaids?
No. Okay. No, I'm not going to make. I will have bridesmaids, but I'm not going to make them. There's no time.
Okay. Fair enough.
So
that's big. You're getting married.
That is big.
Okay.
That's a big thing.
2020? This is a 2020?
It'll be this year, yes.
Okay. All right.
I will be hosting, you know, various events that will take place over a span of time that I cannot say.
Right.
You know, and looking forward to Christmas. And that's it.
Okay. Can you say, I love that this is all under, you know, a certain kind of cloak of secrecy.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Can you say have you had a moment yet in this experience that you've had to be like, oh damn, I'm in this room, I made it here? Has there been a moment in, you know, the last few weeks even where you're like, oh wow, you know, my aunt came up to see my premiere, or like, you know, what was the moment where you had to be like, oh wow, this is significant, I'm in a different place?
By different you mean on TV, right?
Or just in your, like, you know, in your, sure, if that's where you go, or just like in your day to day, you're like, wow, I could get a, you know, I could get oat milk instead of, you know,
instead of all, yeah. I am dead.
Right. The come up is real. You know what I mean?
I was actually in an Uber the other day and
you went XL.
No, absolutely not. Okay. I still take pool because frugal.
But, sure.
I was in an Uber and the driver actually knew who I was. He was like, he waited until I got out of the car and he was like, you're Alexandra Carter. I was like, yeah. He was like, you design clothes. My daughter and my son love you. And they said that you're on this new season of whatever. Me and my wife just started watching it for the first time. I learned that it was on the 18th season. And I'm like, but I have most of my conversations in Ubers because that's when I can have the time to do so. But that's been long before the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, that made me be like, I have to be very cognizant of people that are like, you don't know who's looking and you don't know what type of representative you're being for your own brand. But it was scary, actually. I was humbled, but I was also kind of scared. I'm like, I got to be on my square at all times, you know?
Right. And that's, it must be a different way to walk in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that feel? I mean, because now you are you've been a public person, but you're public in a very different way now.
Yeah, very different way. How does it feel? It feels whelmed. I'm whelmed. I'm not over or under.
Yeah.
I actually got that from a really good friend of mine, Yolanda. I was on the phone with her one day, and she was like, you're just whelmed. You're not over or under. You're just whelmed. I'm like, that's perfect.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
I'm whelmed. I feel like God wouldn't have placed me where I'm at if he didn't feel, or if he didn't see fit that I had the equipment necessary to do it. So when I do feel like it's a lot, I'm like, okay, I hear you. But when I do feel like I can do more, I'm also like, I hear you. I try to stay neutral to everything because, I mean, we really don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how far it's going to go or what. And I'm just ready for everything. But I'm incredibly humbled by the embrace from the city and even back at home. From everybody's just outpour of love and support. It's been very, very, very like dope. And I can't really put that into words enough. I oftentimes feel as if I don't deserve it. You know what I mean? Because I'm just a little girl from St. Louis who wanted to just sew a few seams together. And it's taken me very far. And I am grateful, just really grateful.
Well, you definitely deserve it because you're also very talented and very humble, as we hear. And we're, you know, the city is excited for you. I sense that kind of excitement, yeah, you know, where you're putting on like four folks here too. And I think we, you know, at our best, we really love to see our own succeed and rep in a really, you know, thoughtful and important way. And so it's good to see in that regard. If you can say in this brief time since you've hit a different platform, has there been wild shit that's happened? Do you get like all sorts of ridiculous like slides in the DM? Like what goes on?
That is a thing. I think I don't want to put nobody on Front Street, but
I mean, listen.
Yeah, there are
peoples, individuals, communities.
Man, I mean, just okay, like yeah. saying mostly guys.
Yeah,
mostly guys that are just like, yo, like I know, you know what I'm saying? Like I know you're engaged, but, and I'm like, it's like pretty high form of commitment when you say I'm gonna be with you. So nothing, there should be no but or semicolon or any of that. But hey, you are very encouraged here.
That's incredible gall, you know? Like, super. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, because it's crazy. People are just very confident. That's the best word I think I can use to say, to sum it up. But there's been a lot of, you know, downhill collaboration inquiries, things that like don't really mean the word collaboration, you know, like let's do this but you pay for it all, and which to me is just like so empty, it's so unfulfilling, you know. But it's been a lot of that, just a lot, there's been a lot, and I am grateful when people like you call or email and say, hey, we want to have you, because I've been listening. Eddie and I listen to this podcast. He's been on it. You know, yeah. I know a lot of people that have been on it. But when things that don't happen like that happen, it's just always a little weird.
Well, it's a lot to take in, I'm sure. And you know, you're vulnerable.
Make sure you say it the right way. When you say the no, it's got to still be professional.
Yeah.
Because you might get screenshotted and you might get called out, you
Facts.
Know?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure you're always on your square.
Yep. Never want to be well. It's that kind of even like public private. Even though you were talking about always being on in public, but now that you are a public person in a bigger way, you also have that responsibility to maintain a kind of publicness even in your private life, which is weird, and disconcerting, unfortunate. In you know, in this moment where we, you know, where do we go to just seek solace ultimately? Mm-hmm. And maybe that is the relationship and our relationship with, you know, our community or, you know, our, you know, spirituality, whatever,
family, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's important. Now I'm sure that has happened. Are you also starting to get the, just a few weeks in, like the wild, like Cardi B phone call, be like, yo, I want you to, you know, design for me for this. Is that start? I know that happens already. Well, whoever, I'm not saying
it. And says that she wants me to make her something. I am literally stop, dropping and rolling for it.
Yes.
Because I love her.
Cardi B.
Cardi B has not reached out.
Chelsea's DMs are open.
Because I love her. She's a good time. Yes and no. Not people that have large platforms like Cardi B, but people have reached out that are in positions of power. And I'm just grateful that I know these people already. You know what I mean? Like, we already have a relationship fostered. And... you know what I mean? It's not like a opportunistic moment for either of us. Just a common denominator of wanting something made, knowing someone who can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're not new to this either, right? This is, I mean, even though this is a bigger platform, you've had some of, as you said, you've had some of these relationships moving forward for a long time because of the work you've done.
I'm grateful for that. And they've turned into friendships, which is even better. But yes, you would be correct.
So, can you give us a sneak peek? No sneak peeks, but we can watch.
We can watch.
I will be watching tomorrow night. We can watch every Thursday on Bravo. Bravo. At what time?
8:30.
At 8:30
Central Standard. Yes.
What season? Approximately?
Season 18.
Season 18. Mm-hmm. Christian's a good mentor.
Christian is a good mentor.
Yeah.
Carly is an amazing judge. Elaine is also a great judge. Nina and Brandon.
Okay. Yes. Fair enough. like that. And once the season, once it's all said and done, you will still be putting out work into the world, right? So again, for the people listening, where's the best place that we can stay in tune with all of what you do and make?
Well, world, I would like for you to stay in tune with me on Alexandria Carter, without the R, on Twitter and Instagram, Alex Carter Brand on Facebook, and shopalexcarter.com is the website.
And go there, support.
Please.
We're really honored for you to be here and so happy for you and proud of you, if that's
Thank
fair
you.
To
I
say.
No, it is.
But you're crushing and you're putting on in a big way for so many people, and just all the success and continue. We will be cheering and knowing already you've won that season. Even, you know, regardless of what happens, like, you've won that
I'm
season.
I'm a winner in your eyes.
No, you have. No, no, no. Not just me. Not just me. You've won that season. I think that shit is clear. And if the judges don't know, then you are definitely the people's champ. You're the people's champ.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Thank you so much.
Chelsea Carter,
me.
Thanks for being in the Corner Store. We appreciate you.
Love you.
Love you. Shout out our super producer, DJ Cashera. Big up boss man, Todd Manley. Thank you to our official Corner Store photog, Mercedes Zapata. Salutes to the Snack Door, Max. Also, please, y'all, follow our Instagram. It's corner_pod on IG, on Twitter. Tell us who you want to see in the Corner Store. And also, please consider dropping a couple of dollars into our Patreon account. It's patreon.com/cornerstore_pod.
The Corner Store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.